Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Okay, new friends? I feel like every time I see you, I think you have new friends, but I know they're not new friends. Hello and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name's Jonchk.
My name is Rimsk.
Oh god, this is gonna be hard. My name's Kramchkin.
Imagine having a non-one-syllable name.
Yeah, it makes it a lot harder.
And we are the judges. Imagine having a non-one-syllable name.
Yeah, it makes it a whole lot harder.
Not really. You get twice as many fuck-ups in your name. You have twice the opportunity. We're limited.
Oh,
I guess right. Erica technically has the longest name syllable wise.
Erica.
Joshua.
Christian. Josh.
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 So technically, imagine not having three syllables in your name.
Am I the only adult that still claps to count syllables?
No. Okay. Absolutely not.
I said this when we did the haiku episode, and Josh made fun of me, so.
Hmm. Well, I had sounds to put it, right.
I was clapping, and then I couldn't trust my clap, so then I had to put it into like a syllable counter.
The clapping doesn't automatically happen on syllables. You just have to understand where syllables are. You can't be like, syllable, huh? There's four in syllable, huh? Guys, welcome back.
Welcome back.
What a good time. Today, of course, is the Battle of the Joshes happening in Montana.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about mm-hmm. that.
Did you hear about that, Erica? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a post somebody made about a year ago. He made a Facebook group, invited every Josh he could find on Facebook, I guess, and said, meet me at these coordinates at 1 p.m., and we're going to have a fight to see who's the best Josh.
Number one Josh.
And it's over in Montana. And I won.
Wow.
I did it. I beat Josh Allen. Why am I blanking on professional athletes whose names are Josh?
I don't even know who Josh Allen is.
Quarterback of the Buffalo Bobs. You guys have a friend from college named Josh who was very muscular, and I beat him up, too. Actually, he was on the other side of the bracket, so like...
Who?
Don't you have a friend named Josh?
No.
No, I was you're just right. Josh.
I'm thinking of Mike. Why did I think his name was Josh?
Yeah, I was
in my mind, everybody's name is Josh, so I sort of have to do this, like, backwards, like... I have to, like, do an integral of everybody's name to, like, okay, everyone's root name is Josh. So I have to, like, unsquare it and everything to get back to, like, oh, Mike, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's start our intros over again.
Hi. My name's Josh.
You had to find the
right. My name's Josh, too, though.
My name is Josh, and we are
the Joshies.
The Joshes. Of course,
we're just Josh,
you guys like that Nickelodeon show, right? Josh and Josh?
Yeah.
Their little sister Josh always giving him shit.
Real boob.
Yeah. Absolute boobs. Okay, guys, listen. Big development happened. What do we got, Richard?
I got the development. Forgot already. So I found some freeze-dried Skittles.
Keen listeners will remember one of our first video episodes. May have been our first video episode.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It was 4 months ago now.
Facebook recommended items to Christian.
It was Facebook Marketplace trying to give me some sick fucking deals. Mm-hmm. Gave me freeze-dried Skittles twice.
Yeah, and they wanted like, what was it, $12 for a bag of Skittles?
Way too much money for way Insane. Too little of Skittles. But we
this
got them.
This little baggie was free.
How'd we get them?
Some random person showed up to my office and was like, hey, I'm going to make freeze-dried Skittles and other freeze-dried various goods, and here's a sample. I'm like, that's weird, but okay.
What are the odds?
I don't know. This isn't super weird.
This isn't a thing that like exists, right? Like we're not weird for not knowing what freeze-dried Skittles or that freeze-dried Skittles are a thing.
This is like the new deep-fried Twinkie. It's like it's going to be everywhere in a year and it's going to be deep-fried everything.
I just had a
freeze-dried everything.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
How do you what do you buy like liquid ice or like
I don't know.
The dude just has a lot of liquid nitrogen.
I'm not the one that talked to her when she came in. So I didn't get to hear the whole process. Somebody just handed me this like little baggie
little drug bag.
Yeah.
There's like, no way there's not weed
like,
in
hey,
these.
He's like, you want a bag? And I was like,
You got a dime bag of tasting the rainbow.
That's why we were so adamant about doing it on the 420 episode. And then
I want the
forget.
Yellow one.
We've
on green or red.
We've had these for literal weeks. We just keep forgetting to eat them. All right.
Ready?
3, 2, Juan.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Oh. Oh. That ruined the Skittle.
Mm-hmm.
That's everything bad about a Skittle.
They just kept the flavor, which is arguably the worst part about a Skittle.
Incorrect.
And I guess it's not stuck in my teeth as much.
It's extra stuck in my teeth.
I feel like it just like, it felt like, this is what I imagine if you had like, because mine was red, so what's that, cherry? I feel like that's what, if you had like cherry flavored like grasshoppers. Like, you know when they like make like insects to eat?
Okay.
It just disintegrated into dust in your mouth.
It did. It's like crunchy, and that's it. It kind of tastes like the center of like a lollipop, or like when you get to like the crunchy bit of a sucker, where you're like chewing on
it. It's when you bite a Tootsie Pop too soon,
yes,
and your teeth just scraped off just the like sucker bit.
Yeah,
and it's just like shards of what you would expect to be like
hard candy. I guess.
But it disintegrates.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be getting sold for a marked up price. That should be a discounted Skittle.
Your friend bought them and she was like, hey, free Skittles. Like, she's just trying to offload them. This is like a sisterhood of the traveling Skittles thing where, like, now we have to give them to
the new next person.
Unsuspecting people. Like, hey, you want some goodies?
If anybody wants a bad time, if they want a worse version of a Skittle,
soak them in vodka or something. I guess then they'd be just freeze wet Skittles.
You take them back to Skittles. That reshrink, go right back to an original Skittle that way.
I really dislike that, but I want another one, I think.
That's the thing. Like,
it's still Skittles.
They're on top of something. Skittles. They got it figured out. It's like the chip factor. It's the crunchiness that's bringing you back.
Imagine
I don't think it is.
Wet chips. Like soggy tortillas. And dried salsa.
Okay. Oh,
where so like you have like flaked salsa that you use to scoop into a tortilla chip.
It's like that salsa gets on the edge of like the dish that you have.
Yeah.
You scrape some of that off onto a soggy tortilla chip.
Mm-hmm.
Are we on top of something here?
No.
Yeah.
This is trademarked. Nobody can use this.
This is a legit take that I think should be made. If you're this next thing I'm about to say.
Okay.
This is a legit food take I've had for a long time, and I'm sure it exists. But listen, if you own a wing bar or know somebody who owns a wing bar, make ranch flavored wings with Frank's dipping sauce. Get it done. That shit would be fucking gas.
That's actually a really
or barbecue good idea. Dipping sauce, but like make ranch flavored wings.
That's like the ranch powder.
Oh, or I guess you like could have a dry rub. I was going to say toss it in ranch, yeah. Because all you have to do is put ranch in with butter, and then that's how you make your sauce.
Yeah.
And then you toss it in that, and then you dip it in barbecue. You dip it in ketchup, whatever you want to eat your wings with. Because now it's ranch-flavored, baby.
This boy fucking
you don't.
Spitting
I feel like
here.
I was really, Erica, I was really hoping that you would be into this.
You're not on the ranch game.
You love ranch.
I think I would just eat them plain.
Well, then you can do that.
I don't think I would dip them in anything else.
But that's fine. You can just eat ranch wings.
Should we try this?
I'm scared.
What if it's bad?
Yeah, because like this has sort of been like a childhood dream of mine. So like if it's bad, then it's sort of a part of me dies.
Well,
yeah. Well, maybe it's
and a part of me fries.
Yuck.
Boo.
That take might just be worse than your fucking wing idea.
The joke might be worse than his take.
Erica, don't bring it up. People would have just gone right over it. They would have never paid attention to it.
Sorry.
Now it's a thing. You now
ready
I
for
look dumb.
Another joke that's bad.
No.
When you guys were talking about freeze dried Skittles, remember that? Does that ring a bell?
Mm-mm. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds familiar.
So, you know, like that shitty, like, she believed he lied. Bullshit.
Yes.
Freeze dried. He cried. Thoughts?
Bad. Awful. Just awful.
You have to misspell freeze.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should make a merch.
No.
And put the fucking sheesh emoji all over it.
Okay, well now I'm on board.
Oh, I forgot to tell you this. The other day I was in Target, and I was trying to like be quick. I had was on a time schedule here. And some kids were like a couple aisles over, and they yelled sheesh.
Oh.
And so I yelled
it
back.
Did you sheesh back?
I sheesh back. And then they started giggling, and I was like, aw, to be young again.
And then we peddled the sheesh merch on them.
Whenever,
so we got six new sales.
We did get new sales recently. Whenever we get, or whenever I wear my sheesh hat out in public and I pass youngins, I always feel self-conscious. Like when I'm passing boomers, I always like, yeah,
they don't get it.
They just think I'm young. But whenever I pass someone who's visibly younger than me, I'm like, ah, I feel old.
Just give them like,
yeah.
Sheesh.
And then I get arrested for soliciting a minor for sex. There's a few things men can't do in public, Eric, and one of them is give the old tip of a cap to a minor, to a young person.
All right, that's fair. I just meant like, hey, look at my hat.
Sheesh.
My dad, when I was over there this past weekend, my dad's like, hey, I'll buy one of your hats. Like, I was like, no, you don't need to. He's like, no, it's fine. I'll support it. And I was like, No, it's fine. Like, I already told my mom, like, you shouldn't wear it because people are just going to make fun of you. You're definitely way too old to be wearing a sheesh hat.
And then she can get a hat if she wants to.
And then my dad's, like, looking. He's like, how much is it? I was like, I don't know, like, $25. He's like,
for a hat?
Sheesh, that's too much. No, he didn't say that, but.
Oh, Josh, that would have been funny.
Other matters of business at the top. We got a review, boys. First one in a long time.
Are you reading it?
I can read it.
First review in a long time, but that's okay. We take them when they come in.
We got a new review from user Moose McNuckle.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they are fine with me saying the name out loud. I don't want to get them doxed.
Yeah.
They left a really cool review. It's a 5-star review saying,
best kind.
Yes, I like this show.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Glowing review.
That's a nice, concise.
No, there's no negativity, review. Just the way
mm-hmm,
we like
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly, it could have gone another way, and they could have said like, "I don't like it," and then I mean, I would have put on a strong face for the pod, but I would have cried in your bathroom for a long time.
Yeah, you would have freeze dried in the bathroom for sure.
Ew.
All right, Erica. Look, we're getting closer and closer every episode. we're gonna do an episode with no stories eventually.
We're pretty close. What are we?
And it's going to be an Erica episode, and we're just going to keep riffing and delaying it until she doesn't
rerun. Hopefully it's on a night that I have no stories prepared. That would be
the synergy. The absolute.
We can feel it. She's just preparing less and less stories every week. She's like, all right, I had 4 this week, but you got the 2 of them. Maybe
I'm just
going to
bring fucking freeze-dried Skittles or some dumb shit. They're going to riff on it for 12 minutes. That'll be it. Now I only have to read
one
less.
Story.
These fucking idiots. They'll never let it go. They'll never drop it. They're fucking dumb like that.
However, this is not those episodes. If you're a new listener, we do read stories off the internet. We do laugh at them. We do judge people, and sometimes Erica be doing that.
So I'm going to do that. All right, boys. This one is from, can you guess?
Today I fucked up.
No.
Am I the asshole?
Ooh, ding, 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 ding.
Damn.
Winner.
That's just playing the straight numbers.
Am I the asshole for yelling at my mom because she wouldn't stop filming TikToks?
Did you say mom?
Did you mean to say mom? Or
you're on UK Reddit.
Yeah.
Why?
Change your location settings.
I just have it set to new.
You scroll you Reddit only... via new?
Yeah.
That is wild.
What a bold.
That's a bold move.
You're taking a step it's where no man dares
ass.
To go.
Yeah. You're taking a site and making it worse intentionally.
I have a bad experience every time I use it. But
you do find good stories, though, so.
Maybe it's
why do you keep Maybelline. Checking at, like, 3 in the morning? You're only on UK. During UK times.
Well, you snore, so.
Okay.
I mean, you do, but, like, I don't get on my
phone. I mean,
anyway.
I know we're going to air our dirty laundry on the podcast, but it's okay.
What else is a podcast for?
Telling stories and reading
oh,
stories
and
off
I
the internet.
Oh, and I do that.
Telling jokes.
All right. So my mom, mm-hmm. 37 female, has a TikTok account with a decent following.
Okay.
Basically, I, 18 male, couldn't give a shit what she does. But every time we go out or something, she constantly needs to make a TikTok. Like, whenever we hang out or do anything, even if it's something like getting groceries.
This is a hot mom.
Mm-hmm. She's got fucking old knockers.
If she's got a following, she's a hot mom.
Does he drop the fucking at?
No.
We're going to need that at, dude.
At first, I couldn't give a shit, but it would get to the point where she would be out at social events and dinner with me because I got into the course I wanted or to something else. And she needs to either film a TikTok or do a live video. And I start to get annoyed. I've asked her to stop all the time and she gets all defensive. And today when we went out with her coworkers, she once again decided to go live and make TikToks. So I yelled at her. I'll admit I was a little buzzed. So it may have just been me being annoyed, but I've asked her multiple times to stop. And this time I just lost it. So am I the asshole?
Did he say what he said? Just you just yelled at him?
No.
He just yelled. Listen. Mom, cut it out.
He thinks that he could be the asshole because while I wish she would respect my what I say, I don't think yelling at her was the best option to go through, which like obviously can
I've got
effectively two, communicate.
I've got two questions. What's your mom at and where your mom at?
Well, in the UK somewhere, clearly.
I definitely also, thought he was talking about boo. His parents' flower bed, their mums. Who keeps doing these flower TikToks?
No.
It's her mom doing them, and she'll be doing them until she's pushing daisies. How embarrassing. Look, everybody hates their parents when they're teenagers, right?
I didn't.
Yeah, I understand this isn't a super, you know, I was just edgy, I guess.
Everybody didn't get along with their parents and, like, tried to run away.
You had your parents in high school, didn't you?
You're ruining his street cred. What are you doing? He can never listen to Mayday Parade again. Nobody who loves his parents willingly buys Eiffel 65's album as his first album. Nobody has a loving, caring structure household if they decide to fucking load up PlayStation by Eiffel 65.
Yeah, and here's a story I haven't told you guys. The second album I bought with, and this is the first album I've ever bought with my own money that I saved up, My Chemical Romance. So now you're really fucking ruining my vibe here. People are going to know I'm a fucking poser.
You goddamn
poser.
We listened
to I'm Not Okay on the way over here.
Did you really?
We listened to the cover where Taking Back Sunday had a fill-in because Gerard Wades, or whatever his name is, hurt his vocal cord. So the lead singer of Taking Back Sunday had a fill-in, and it's like, oh my god, my two favorite bands ever, yes.
And look, if you're going to listen to that song, you better make damn sure that you didn't have parents that loved you.
I liked that one, Josh.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
I would fucking die if I was in public and my mom filmed a TikTok while I was in high school.
I would be.
I would fucking commit. That is so embarrassing.
That's
I don't
awful.
Care how big this, like, what do we think the decent following is? Because if it's anything under like 1.5 milli, oh god.
I would say it has to be at least like 5,000.
Yeah, I would imagine that's like a decent following, right? Like,
I don't know, what do we have? I mean, we got a decent following in TikTok.
650 followers on TikTok, I think.
That's it. 650,000?
No, we're nothing in the
650
world.
650 million?
Okay, well, that seems more believable.
We're nothing but decent. A speck of freeze-dried Skittle dust on the earth. We're nothing to everybody else. Oh, the earth's a marble, and we're freeze-dried Skittle.
Yeah.
Which, I guess that's not a good, because marbles are kind of the same size as freeze-dried Skittles, but yeah.
No, that's deep.
You get it.
Yeah, no, realize.
That's what it was. That's what I was trying to make the joke on, definitely. So look, what's he to do if he's asked her multiple times?
Make an opposing TikTok, blow it up, get it bigger, beef with her.
All he has to do is, this one's for the boys, make my TikTok blow up more than my mom's. And then he films a TikTok of her filming the TikTok. Guaranteed will ratio the fuck out of her, crash her shit into oblivion. Unless she's hot. If she got a dumpy.
Yeah, this is the big point he's leaving out. If she's got a fucking dump trunk on her. Trunk? Dump truck on her. Or just fucking big mommy milkers. Mm-hmm. There's no winning.
He loses.
I don't really like that term, big mommy milkies.
Dump truck? Oh.
No, I'm not really a fan of
fair,
that
one. To be fair, they would be big mommy milkies in this. Or
these
at least mommy milkies.
Would be big mommy milkers.
I don't like it.
But like, yeah, if his mom's hot, he's fucked.
It's game over.
All right, we're moving on.
Where's the father at in this relationship? Filming. Or her partner?
Filming.
Yeah. Okay. Continue, Erica.
Today I fucked up by taking Ambien on a plane and teleporting.
Okay.
This just sounds like a good time.
This fuck up is brought to you by an experience I had about 2 years ago that I still think about to this day. Picture this. You're me, a scrawny college kid with terrible sleeping habits and a divine hatred of flying. Naturally, you pick an East Coast college that's 6-hour red-eye flight from your home on the West Coast.
That's smart. That's smart.
What does red eye mean?
Like the
that you get
middle
food?
Of the night.
No, yeah,
it's just time of the flight.
Yeah.
I always assumed red eye just meant it was over like 12 hours.
No, it's usually like a coast to coast flight that is overnight, so it's like by the time you land.
I've only heard of red eyes in the context of like over the Atlantic.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense to you, I would assume. I've only heard it used in the context of the 2006 hit thriller movie, Red Eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in 2006. You just made that shit up.
Fuck. I hope it is.
Joshua, look that shit up while I keep reading.
Our fact check.
I've only heard it in reference to Bill Stye. What was that dude's name who gave you fucking dry eye relief?
Bill Nye.
Not Bill Nye.
The dry eye
Stein.
Guy.
Is Bill Stein?
I don't think his name is Bill.
Steve Stein?
I think it's... No. I don't know. Anyway.
Scott Steiner.
Mom has a stash of Ambien she uses sparingly, just for particularly sleepless nights. Anticipating the shit show that is the red eye, she lends me a few pills each time I head to school. The dose knocks you out for 6 hours at the least. Bingo. My perfect travel... My perfect escape from the special hell that is air travel. So at this point, I had a routine. Take a pill right after boarding, sleep through the flight, wake up well-rested just in time for landing, grab an Uber to school, and lug the bags to the dorm. Easy. After several successes, I got an ego. I thought, hey, flying can't be that bad. Maybe I can sleep through this on my own, and if that fails, I've still got the pill as a backup. So I try falling asleep undrugged. I'm in and out of it, keep waking up at every beep and shuffle and overhead announcement, so I give up. It's still hardly been 10 minutes, so I take the full dose and prepare for bliss. Shortly after...
How has it only been 10 minutes if he's falling asleep and waking up? That's impressive. It's a goddamn superpower.
Yeah.
Shortly after, I'm yanked out of my clinical slumber by an announcement that we've begun our descent. That can't be right. I only just fell asleep. Here's where I fucked up. It hadn't been 10 minutes into the flight when I took the pill. It had been 3 hours. The realization hits me along with a wave of intense nausea. If you've been on Ambien before, you know that one, that stuff is potent as hell, and two, you're not supposed to wake up. Mm. I'm tripping and hard. I vaguely call out for a bag, and one appears in my hands. I dry heave all the way to the ground, all the while cursing the robots that I could see growing out of the walls.
What the fuck?
Somehow my luggage gets pulled down from above and handed to me.
Get the fuck off our plane.
I forgot the face of whoever was sitting next to me, but I'm pretty sure they took off running once I woke up and started prophesizing the end of the world into my barf bag. As I'm swaying back and forth in the aisle waiting to deplane, all I can think is this. You just have to get to the dorm. Just get to the dorm. My phone goes off. I'm standing at the entrance to the terminal, bags in hand, staring at my own phone as a notification tells me my car has arrived. To this day, I have absolutely no memory of how I got there from the plane, nor how I called a car. I blinked, and I was there. I get in the car, yak into the poor driver's old takeout bag, and pass out until we get to school. I lug my stuff up the stairs and promptly remember that I don't have my key. My girlfriend, who was looking after my room while I was gone, has it with her. I call public safety to let me in and fall asleep, collapsed outside my own door like a rejected booty call. The officer arrives, unlocks my door, and lingers in the doorway while I drag my stuff inside. You gonna be okay? He asks me, probably noticing that I look like a doped up sewer rat. I give him my friendliest smile and start to answer.
How bad did that smile look?
But not before I gag and empty the last remains of my gut into my trash can. Perfect timing. He closes the door without another word. I took a shower, passed out, and woke up at 4 p.m. with the worst headache of my life. to this day, I've never delayed a dose on a red eye.
This dude's wild. I got a couple of things here that I think are wild. Uber driver just having a used like McDonald's bag in his car, that seems like a wild move for an Uber driver, right?
Yeah.
It's like, here, use my garbage bag from the McDonald's I just had before picking you up. Like,
it would have really helped you out that night.
It smells like McDonald's in his car.
Yeah, let's not bring that up.
Oh, you don't want to tell that story?
Let's not embarrass me. We've had it told it on this. Let's not embarrass me.
We'll save it for next Halloween.
Another thing is I'm the opposite of this guy on the plane because I can fall asleep in 10 minutes on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fucking dickhead on a plane that I fall asleep so easy that, like, and I fall asleep like this. So I'll, like, take out my tray and, like, lean on it, and then I'll block everybody that's on this side of me from getting, like, drinks and food. And there's, I remember one time waking up to a flight attendant, like, reaching over me, trying to hand a cup. I'm just like, huh?
That's so early into a flight, man. It's,
dude, I can just, anyway, I can fall asleep anywhere.
He falls asleep in seconds, literal seconds.
I can't fight, if I'm tired, I can't fight the urge to stay awake. I'm just out. It's a blessing and a curse, guys.
That's impressive.
Almost it's as annoying. Impressive as me getting the date right on the movie, the hit thriller movie, Red Eye.
No, it came out in 2005. Very close, though.
That's what I said. Don't go back and rewind. That's
nope,
what I
Price
said.
Is Right rules.
But, to be fair, it did come out in August, so only 4 months away from it being 2006.
No, Price is Right rules.
I was talking about Home Release.
Yeah. Shut up. No,
I
you were not.
I was old enough to see it in movie theaters. I saw it at home release.
Nah. Also, it was Ben Stein.
I knew it wasn't Bill.
Look, I spoke prematurely. Clearly, this person has taken Ambien before, but, like, look, maybe break the pill in half. Unless it's a gel
but
release.
But he didn't know.
It'll check your phone when you wake
that's
up.
The wildest
that's insane.
Thing is you didn't check
it. I assume it's been 10 minutes.
That's I was going to say, well, he's going over different time zones throughout the flight. So if it's been 3 hours.
Oh, maybe. Maybe he looked at it and saw like, oh, it's been 10 minutes, but it was actually 3 hours.
But then again, your phone should be in airplane mode. So
He pays for Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
For a flight he knows he's going to sleep through?
he's an idiot.
Fucking rich bastards, I tell ya.
We really need to eat these motherfuckers. Have you guys ever taken Ambien?
No, but now I'm kind of thinking maybe I should.
You do not need Ambien. You guys ever done like melatonin?
No, nope. I think I'd be too powerful.
I've taken a Tylenol PM.
Damn, really?
I know. I've taken some Benadryl.
I took a quarter of a shot of NyQuil once just to take the edge off it.
I can't do liquids. I can't do liquid medicine.
My dumbass, just this year, like I get sick a lot, but I'm also a fucking idiot and never take medicine. So And it's part of it is because where I work, we have a lot of dust. So I get a lot of sinus infections, a lot of head stuff. And part of it is like, I never take medicine because it's either ibuprofen, which I always take. But if I have any other like nasal congestion symptoms, obviously ibuprofen doesn't help with that.
You're just like, I'll blow my nose and it'll be better.
I never take DayQuil or anything like that because I don't want to drink the liquid. It fucking tastes gross.
Yeah.
And every now and then I'll fucking choke down a cup of that shit and then like immediately feel better. And I was complaining about this at work, and my coworker's like, why don't you just get the pills?
Yeah.
And I'm like, how come every time I run out of DayQuil, I walk past all of the pill version straight to the liquid version? I'm like, well.
Don't want
here,
to, but
here
I guess
we
I
are again. Nice to see you. So here's the thing. If there's a pill version, why do they sell the liquid version? And like, I get it for people who maybe can't swallow pills, but like, they really push the liquid.
Yeah. They really do. Gross. Like, all the commercials, I feel like, are really geared towards the liquid form.
And now they sell it. So, like, you know how they do, like, the packs with, like, DayQuil, NyQuil?
Yeah.
They also sell it now with a third one with crushed up lime and salt. So you can fucking put the salt on the back of your hand, shoot that shit.
Honestly, that might make it okay for me.
Ricky's like, I think I'm on board.
But the stark difference between, like, the first pack of DayQuil that I bought, it's all off-brand, I'll buy name-brand shit, but the first brand that I bought was candy-coated pills. So it tastes, like, you know, sometimes you put a pill in your mouth and it takes a little bit too long and it, like, sort of dissolves, and you're like, meh.
Yes!
These were candy-coated, so you put it in your mouth, and it just tastes good for, like, 4 seconds, and then you'd swallow it. The difference between that experience... Like, now I just fucking pop DayQuil like a boss.
Yeah, you are what is no longer known as being a fucking baby.
No, I'm still a baby, but...
I don't... How are you guys... It's not that bad. I feel you feel this way with Pepto Bismol too.
And I,
it's
like, cannot, I can't do Pepto Bismol.
It's like mint flavored. It's so good.
How is it mint flavored if it's pink?
What? What are you talking about?
Pink is bubblegum. Everybody knows this. I do.
Maybe that's part of my version.
They sell it
as well.
In different flavors. Okay, you could probably get in bubblegum flavor.
I had to take liquid antibiotics when I was a kid, and it wasn't the bubblegum amoxicillin. It was fucking cherry flavored. Mm. I thought I was going to die. And I literally drank it, literally puked everything up right then and there.
That's fucked
And I
up.
Had to clean it up myself. All Little adult- baby Erica had to clean it up on her own.
All adults should know that fucking anything cherry flavored tastes like dog shit. You should never give that to a child. It's bad.
Yeah. So that I am so I can pills get that- only. Do but not give me any liquid. I will not take it.
DayQuil's orange flavored. It's good.
I don't care.
DayQuil is not orange flavored. Excuse you.
Maybe I'm thinking of...
It's just orange.
What? DayQuil. Oh, the color is just orange.
This is the same logic. What do you mean? It's pink. It can't be mint flavored? Yeah.
Can I tell you the... This is Icarus levels of shit. When you're a kid... And you don't like mint toothpaste, so you're like, I want the bubblegum toothpaste flavored.
Okay.
And you're just Icarus. You're flying fucking high. You got to use that shit, and it just is the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. Anything bubblegum flavored toothpaste. Now
you have to choke down an entire tube of bubblegum flavored toothpaste.
You know you're not supposed to eat it, huh? Dude.
Really? Is that why it tastes so bad and it makes my stomach so upset?
Kids' toothpaste is okay to swallow.
Huh? My parents lied to me?
No, they didn't. Ate they encourage shit. You to spit it out, but it is safe to swallow. Adult toothpaste is not safe to swallow.
Hmm. That's good to know.
Yeah, but
can we just switch to kids' toothpaste so I can swallow it?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Just get kids' mouthwash.
Can you swallow that?
No.
Maybe. Why, is it just the fluoride that's bad?
I honestly don't know. I could be making shit
Thanks
up.
For looking out for me. You don't want me to turn into a sheeple. Be brainwashed by the Obviously. Fluoride.
Fluoride is good for you.
That's why I don't drink tap
Free
water.
Free teeth, I mean.
That's why I don't drink the tap water. I'm not going to let them turn me into a sheep.
All right, we're moving on. Wait, do we need a break?
Yeah, let's hit a break.
Let's hit a break.
We can't do two not no break episodes in a row.
We didn't do a break last
Unless...
time.
Unless.
Nah, let's take a break.
Very good, Erica. You have been watching TikTok.
What'd you do?
New to TikTok. Old Ricky.
Shut up. That's literally my handle.
I saw somebody comment starting to all the old videos called Old Ricky, and I was like, that's weird. And then I clicked on it and I saw it, but I was like,
it's me. I'm Old Ricky.
Good old Erica getting a TikTok, supporting the old Judgy's account on there.
Yeah.
You finally caved.
I did.
You're giving all the information to the CCP.
Yeah.
I
that's
don't
why
care.
I don't got
they
it
have,
yet.
They have they already all anyway. Have it. Yeah. Also, I'm not hiding anything or doing anything illegal, so.
I am.
I only do things that are illegal. All right, bye.
You ever do this to a fucking cop, dude? I do, but I do it below my window so they can't see.
It's illegal that you're this hot.
Bye.
When you're in track and you run, do you fart during every running competition? Or is that just the first competition of the day?
Are you talking about me specifically or people in general?
Let's hear it from both perspectives.
I don't remember farting while running.
You don't... Every time I run, I fart. I have a... That doesn't happen to you every time you run?
Why?
Does that happen to you?
No.
Huh. Every time you run,
I mean, it's not like it's not the entire time I'm running, but
is
at
that
some
like
point
to give
in
you
running,
the little bit of extra fucking forward
yeah,
momentum.
It's the gas, dog.
Your body is a spaceship, and you're using it to write your. You're doing micro adjustments with your gas.
That's really funny.
You guys. Neither of you guys fart while you run, and it's
does it look like I run
it's
ever?
As you step, it didn't happen to you in high school.
No,
Christian. So weird. Christian is saying fart while you run. What he means is that every time he has to fart, he runs. He has to get up.
Gonna be a shit. We already talked about this the other episode. Farts push the poop out.
I really don't.
I'm getting a fucking doctor.
Call him right now.
We're gonna figure out how to record it better, but we're going to fucking talk to a doctor. You better get your dumb fucking medical questions ready. You too.
That'd be a good segment. Do we know any doctors?
Yeah, we do. I know two.
So we do collectively good. Welcome back, guys. Hope you enjoyed that little bit of discussion. Listen.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Please cut the part where I said I have to poop. Women don't poop.
Well, why'd you bring it back up?
Well, we're going to cut all this, too.
No.
So then you can start from the top, like, and we're back.
Oh, that's not how this works.
Yeah. Women don't poop.
You've talked about pooping before on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Just the last episode, you're talking about how you weren't impressed because you get anal fissures.
I forgot. All right.
Women don't poop. We do get anal fissures, though.
Oh, yeah.
That when Eve stole the apple, we gained the knowledge of not having to eat poop. Not having to poop.
Fissures.
However, we get fissures. That's God's punishment for all women. Listen, guys. Circle dirge time. This is one of the biggest weeks of the year. On Thursday. Do you guys know what's happening on Thursday? The last Thursday of May? March? April?
The lunar solstice?
Close, Erica?
It's not your birthday.
No. It would be crazy if my birthday was always on the last Thursday of April.
I'm kind of like Thanksgiving. Is it the April version of Thanksgiving?
It is the NFL draft. So in a way, it is. So we're going to put on our GM hats, and we're going to do a little bit of a fantasy draft here.
Okay.
So I have made a list in front of us. We've got every single... We don't have every single subreddit we ever read on the podcast.
But just like the top ones.
Top 16.
We have the pop. I picked out 15 that I think are the top 15 based off of number of times we've read them. And our goal here is to draft, do a fantasy draft, and draft the best episode.
Okay.
So we're each going to have three selections. Do you guys want to snake it or do you want to go straight?
I don't know how NFL drafts work.
All right. We're going to do a snake fantasy draft for podcast subreddits. Snake. So we'll just go over, the board. Number one presumptive Trevor Lawrence-esque type pick is Am I the Asshole? We've read that 76 times. Number two, Zach Wilson is Today I Fucked Up. Number three, dating advice. Then love, relationship advice, relationships, unpopular opinion, crushes, malicious compliance, legal advice, conspiracy, no stupid questions, hobby drama, malicious compliance, and too afraid to ask. So... Erica, with the first pick of the 2021 Judgy's Podcast Draft, you select.
Wait, why do I get to go first?
Do you not want to go first?
Oh, I just feel like who decides who goes first?
Well, you did the worst last year, so you get to go first this year.
Fucking roasted.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
All right.
Wow.
That's fair.
I just figured I'd go last since I made the list.
I got one question. Is this, we're just trying to make the strongest single episode, or is like, does this have to be, do I have to run a podcast off of my picks kind of deal?
You don't have to.
Just a strong single
You're just episode. Building a team, man.
All right. Yeah. All right. I'm good.
Erica, with the first overall pick, you select. Really shouldn't be that hard of a question. There's a clear front runner here. The Jacksonville Jaguars are not going to take Quiddy Pay out of Michigan. I can fucking guarantee you that.
Oh, what? I don't know if that's a deep cut or not. I don't.
I guess I will go with Today I Fucked Up.
Wow. The number two seed going first overall. Erica taking Today I Fucked Up. Christian.
Pretty wild pick there.
I'm going to do color commentary. Did not expect Am I the Asshole to fall to the second slot. Really, really taking back the Christian team here. What's he going to go with?
Yes, the Christian episode of the podcast is going to have to go with Am I the Asshole for their first pick.
Okay.
So freaking basic.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's a very safe pick. Low floor. Not as high of a ceiling as Today I Fucked Up, but of course the floor is there. And that's really, you know, some GMs like to go with the high ceiling, some GMs like the high floor. All right, with the third overall pick for the Josh team, we're going to go down. We're gonna take relationship advice, okay?
I'm not surprised. That's what I pegged you for.
You didn't peg me. Let's get that clear. But I like relationship advice. It's a good, solid podcast.
All right, so we did it.
I do feel like you any relationship advice story we've had has come from you, so that makes sense.
And then, of course, we're going to swing back around. I have the third and the fourth pick. We're going to swing back around. We're taking dating advice. Because goddamn if I don't love relationship advice, and then once they fucked it up, getting right back in the pool with dating advice.
That makes sense. That makes absolute sense. I
bet you guys anything that the next one he picks is love.
All right, Erica. I'm sorry. Well, all right, Christian.
Me?
Okay, Christian, back on the board. You just saw two advice podcast or Reddit subreddits come off the board. Where's he looking at on the board?
We have to go with something near and dear to my heart.
No, you don't do color commentary, my man. It's just me. You just pick.
Yeah, okay, that actually makes a lot of sense. I'm going to have to go with no stupid questions.
No, very good subreddit. We've only done it once. You read multiple questions off of it. Goddamn if it wasn't fucking funny.
It's near and dear to my heart.
All right, Erica, you get back-to-back picks here. You're going to shore up your draft. You only have two picks remaining, and they go back-to-back where we want them. Love's still sitting up top.
I'm going to go with malicious compliance.
Malicious compliance. A new, relatively new player in the game here. Only showed up a couple episodes ago, but has made two appearances in the most recent episodes. So a new upcomer. This is like someone who started
playing.
You have
malicious compliance on here twice.
Ooh, whoops. Clerical heir.
One of they're twins. They're brothers. One of them has amniotic band syndrome.
Or you could just pick a different subreddit.
What the fuck does that mean? We're just going to gloss over that?
Listen, NFL fans are loving this shit. If you guys don't know who Shaquille and Shaquem Griffin is, there's no point in me getting into it.
Yeah, that's honestly fair. I don't have enough money to pay you not to get into it.
Are you going to pick a different subreddit?
Do you want a different subreddit? None of these behoove you? All right.
Well, you already... Oh, yeah.
You have one more pick here. So we'll pull up a little bit of a fucking, I don't know what to call it here, but here's all of them here.
I don't know. You guys pick one.
It's your
pick.
Pick
off the list then.
Look,
you got this whole list still.
The last pick.
But yeah, I'm just saying that this is rigged because there's two on there. So like.
Oh, can just pick any. If you want to pick one off of this one, that's fine. These are the UDFAs.
Dude.
These were projected to be UDFAs.
I don't know what that means.
Undrafted free agents. So I just picked the 15 off the top of my head there that, you know, ranked up in the most times we read them. But if you want to go for a UDFA, someone who maybe is really, really raw, but the talent's there, it's absolutely fine.
I'm going to go with.
Didn't you want hobby drama before the podcast started? You specifically asked for hobby drama to be included?
First of all, I did not ask for anything. You said
pick a subreddit
pick
that
a
you
subreddit.
Like. Yeah.
No, not that we like.
Yeah.
No.
I said that you guys enjoy.
You said one that we read on the podcast that you'd really liked.
Oh, well, I guess I'll take hobby drama.
All right.
Ooh, really
the drama.
I've been bullied into it.
The draft drama is over. The hobby drama has been selected off the board.
All right, guys. This is going to be a hard pick for me.
Last pick for Christian's fantasy mock-up here. Last pick's always the hardest pick.
Yeah. I would have to agree with that statement here. I think I'm going to have to go with... You have to steal it right from Joshua's team. I'm going to have to go with relationships.
Relationships. Very good. Of course, not as good as relationship advice. Not as consistent. However, still a very solid player. All right. And last pick, shoring up the draft. Of course, we are going with r/conspiracy. A dark horse of a pick.
I almost picked that one.
Of course, I've only done it once, but again, read multiple stories. All right, so in the 2021 Judgy's Podcast episode draft, first annual, Erica's team, today I fucked up, malicious compliance, and hobby drama. Christian's team, am I the asshole? No, stupid questions, and relationship. And on Josh's best team, relationship, dating advice, and conspiracy.
Now, was that Josh's best team?
Yeah. I've done a lot of mock drafts. This is the only time that both relationship and dating advice have fallen to me at my picks on the swing there. So I'm pretty glad about it. A lot of times I'll have to take that swing pick with like love and unpopular opinion. I just don't like that a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why you want to do a snake draft. And that's why you wanted to go last. You rigged it.
Snake drafting is the best way.
And so then, you rigged it.
And you purposely had duplicates on there to throw us off your scent.
No. I had picked out
Josh is a big fat cheater.
I had picked out the top 12 podcast subreddits based off of amount of times we've read them. And then when you guys got here, I said, name three subreddits. And one of you immediately said malicious compliance. So,
okay,
look, well, there was a clerical error on the commissioner's half. However, it was not done in bad faith. And next year's podcast draft, I will be forfeiting a pick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We'll see where we want it, you know, which round it'll be in, but I will forfeit the pick.
Okay.
How about you forfeit one now and I assign a one to you?
Randomly forfeit one? Like, I'd have to pick which one I forfeit.
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 3.
What an insane thing to say.
All right, all right, all right.
It's 2. There's only one number between 1 and 3.
Pick a number between 1 and 10.
7.
Incorrect. I guess 6. So that means
what does that even mean? Okay. No, go on.
So I had a 1 in 10 chance to choose the own thing that I'm getting rid of?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you actually, because if you guessed my number,
yeah,
then you would win. So yes, 1 in 10. Anyway, I'm choosing which one you're getting rid of.
Uh-oh. And then you're also choosing which one you're replacing it with?
No, Christian's going to choose which one you get.
Wow. Okay. I feel like this is insane. All I did was accidentally put a subreddit twice.
And you rigged the whole game.
How did I rig the whole game?
We already discussed this.
We had all the numbers. You guys had all the data I had.
Yeah, but you did mock-ups.
I didn't do mock-ups.
We had all the data.
You did mock-ups.
You ran the simulations.
This snake pattern, and you chose to go last. So, you big cheater.
You're just mad that you had the first overall pick and you fucking blundered it.
I'm very happy. I prefer today I fucked up over am I the asshole.
Very wrong. I got the data to prove otherwise.
Oh, that I do more am I the assholes?
Yeah.
I think this is dog shit. I think you and Moose McNuckles work together.
Shit.
Systematically pick out the best pick out the best subreddits. I'm looking back at his review,
mm-hmm.
and it's all coming together.
Mm-hmm.
I like this show.
Mm-hmm.
Josh's best episode.
Yeah.
He would like that show.
Yeah.
After you cheated and picked all the best subreddits.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
Listen. The glove does not fit.
I gotta confirm.
Therefore, you must acquit. I don't understand where this is coming from. However, I disagree with it.
Are you murdering somebody?
OJ Simpson was an NFL player.
He was an actor, dude.
Yes, OJ Simpson, famously known for his acting career.
I would say, like,
why are you doing?
Toss the man a bone.
No. Why would we toss a bone?
Wow.
You can toss him a bone when you pick a new one.
Punches are being thrown. Erica's going for the fucking
throat. We're eliminating relationship.
Advice?
No. Is that... You just have relationship. For Josh, you just have relationship.
It was supposed to be advice.
Oh. Yeah, well, we're getting rid of relationship advice for Joshua.
That really sucks. You know, that was part of the premise of the podcast being started was I loved listening to people read relationship advice.
This is the birth of the podcast here. I'm going to toss Josh a bone here. We're going with crushes. We're replacing it with crushes.
I do love me some cringe-ass crush.
We're
going to
read some teenagers talking about, like, I kind of really like this girl, and I called her a stupid bitch because I read that on Reddit, and now she won't talk to me.
I sent her a voice message that said, damn, girl, you're kind of looking like a... And then it was a quote from SpongeBob, and she didn't respond.
It was all dolphin noises.
Doodle... Yeah. Oh, I was going to say it's just Doodle Bob.
Mihoy.
It's like dolphin.
All right, well, guys, that concludes the draft. Luckily, COVID restrictions were lifted. We were able to do it in person this year as opposed to the virtual draft last year. So thanks for coming, and we'll see you next year. We'll see how the season plays out. Erica.
Are these not just going to be like next week's episode?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I just thought it'd be fun to do a draft.
Yeah, no, I just figured maybe there's a little more substance to it past having a draft. Like, maybe this would be...
It's kind of fun, like, seeing that, like, we've read 76 Am I the Asshole stories and 39 Today I Fucked Ups, and then the third most populated one was one with 5 stories from dating advice.
Yeah.
We sort of have a wheelhouse, and we stay in it. It's all skewed.
So... basically all I'm ever going to read again is malicious compliance and hobby drama
just to bump the numbers.
Yeah,
you're gonna be on a hot mic immediately post draft, admitting to what's the word I'm looking for? Tampering with the information here. Sounds like someone's getting a pick forfeited.
Yes.
You know what? Let's forfeit a pick right now.
Yeah, pick a number 1 through 100.
72.
Fuck!
That's not it, dude. No, I get to pick which one.
What? No, that was my number.
That's the number you picked.
So we don't do anything, I guess.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Well, Erica, as your consolation prize, why don't you get us out of here with the last story?
Okay.
Did you forget?
Yeah, I did forget. I was like, oh, God, what am I doing?
Almost like the draft was a fun, interactive thing to do on the podcast.
I was so caught up in the heat of the moment.
Am I the asshole?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just add a one to that category.
Am I the asshole for accidentally calling out a new colleague for lying about her language skills?
Uh-oh.
Last week, a new colleague, Kathy, 33 female, started at my 25 female workplace. She instantly stood out in the team because she seems like somebody who is very loud and assertive.
Really thought there was going to be a compliment there.
Yeah.
Seems like she's really got a good head on her shoulders.
She's kind of a dumb, annoying bitch.
Two of my colleagues, me and Kathy, were having coffee in the break room. We were the only ones in there, and we were 6 feet apart.
Lies.
Probably lies.
At this point, why put that information in? Nobody fucking cares.
This was from 63 days ago.
Okay. At this point, just put in, like, we were both in the break room, sitting on top of each other, spitting into each other's mouths. Like, who fucking cares? Get COVID and die, bitch.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Josh is pretty heated about this whole draft situation.
So anyway, we're in the coffee room when the subject of travel was brought up. My colleague said she wasn't booking any trips anymore because it'll probably get canceled due to COVID anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy immediately cut in about how sad she is because she travels so often and she goes on these far exotic trips to Europe as her hobby.
Mm-hmm.
When I think exotic, I think the Bahamas or something cool instead of Europe.
Okay.
Sure.
Boy, really, I was
That's
on this
hot take.
Person's team until what's yeah. going on here?
Kathy then jokes about how all this no travel business is making her feel that she'll lose some of her foreign language skills.
Okay.
I asked what languages she spoke. She claimed to be fluent in 3 European languages, among which were French and Dutch.
Okay.
Kathy said she was at native speaker level and went on about how people in Europe were always surprised when they found out she wasn't from there. I was excited because I never got to speak Dutch over here. I was born and raised in Belgium, which has 3 national languages, French and Dutch, mm-hmm. which are my mother tongues and the most commonly spoken languages there, and German. It's quite common to be pretty fluent in at least 2 out of the 3 languages in Belgium because you're required to learn them in school, along with English. I told Kathy, oh God, I'm going to butcher this. So anybody listening that speaks Dutch, I apologize.
Nobody speaks Dutch. It's a made-up language.
Oh, leuk dan hebben we iets gemenschappelijk.
Hey, that makes sense to me. She said all she asked was, how long have you known Dutch for?
Actually, it translates to, oh, fun, we have something in common then.
I was pretty close.
She immediately pulled this sour face and asked me if that was supposed to be Dutch. I said yes. She laughed awkwardly and said she couldn't understand because I have a terrible accent and must not be good at speaking it.
This is wild. I hate both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I don't have an accent. I speak Dutch more fluently than I speak English. I told Kathy that I grew up speaking Dutch and speak Dutch to my family all the time. She got miffed and asked what languages I speak and where I'm from. I told her I'm from Belgium. So I also speak French and added, which you just said you speak as well. Cool. We can speak oui, oui. French instead.
I'm going to do fromage.
Uh-huh.
Croissant.
I acknowledge that I was a bit of a dick here because by that point I knew she probably lied about speaking French as well. She then shoved her chair back and angrily got up, said whatever, and stomped off. It was kind of
she
awkward.
Said, whatever.
Holding her stupid little cigarette.
You
she
stupid
took a drag.
Americans. You say I did not speak French.
No, you speak Italian.
Yeah,
now.
Sorry, I lost my French. I had one French word in me, and it was whatever.
And then she ran into her invisible mime wall because she's French.
Oh my God.
Really putting her in a box there, Christian.
Boo. My other colleagues just kind of shrugged and said she shouldn't have lied. However, she later approached me and told me I embarrassed her by acting superior about my European heritage. I told her there was no way for me to know she had lied about speaking those languages. She rolled her eyes and told me I was immature. A colleague told me that Kathy had called me a little bitch who enjoys bullying new colleagues behind my back later. I don't think I was a bully at all, but I don't want this to turn into a huge thing. Do I just apologize to keep the peace?
They must be American, right?
Yeah.
Or like the story takes place in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess that sort of explains why when she thought of something exotic, it was places that she didn't grow up in.
Yeah.
But like, that... Europe is close to a little bit smaller than the size of the United States. Like, there's plenty of exotic shit in Europe.
Well, that's what she's like. Why didn't you go to the Bahamas or like Aruba, you know, where Americans go for every single vacation ever? Instead, she went to Belgium.
So she brings this up. Some people have taken offense to me giving the Bahamas as an example of exotic and are trying to make this into a race issue.
Yeah, exotic just means brown to her.
That's,
I think.
Kinda.
I didn't know exotic was an offensive term in the U.S., but I think the Netherlands, Belgium, England, Norway, which are countries she was describing as faraway exotic destinations, to be my idea of an exotic trip? No. Not because there's a lot of white people there, but because when I think of exotic, I think of a place with nice sunny weather, white sand, beaches, and a blue ocean.
Well, I guess what exotic means.
Yeah. But... although I guess I wouldn't, like when people say like, oh yeah, I went to Iceland, I wouldn't call that an exotic trip.
No, I would say exotic is a jungle. Like the,
yeah, I think
when
tropical,
I hear the word exotic, I think populated. Of a yeah. jungle.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you guys are all racist. She left that sentence out where it's not exotic because there's a lot of white people. It's exotic because there's
it's because I have jungle. It's because I have jungle fever.
It's not exotic because there's not a lot of brown people there.
Yeah.
That's why it's not exotic. It's not the number of white people. It's
also, I know this isn't her choice in any sense, but like, what a bad three languages to know. I feel like French.
So similar.
French is so like, I mean, you got France, then you have like Haiti, and then like one, there's like one country in Africa that speaks French,
and then half of Canada.
Oh, who fucking goes? Canada's not exotic. You don't travel to Canada. you're right. All the Quebec part of Canada, but then you get like Dutch, which yeah, you only get those areas. But if they all speak English anyway, then why the fuck learn Dutch? And then English, which is like a good one, I guess, but only because you know we suck. I just feel like get a Spanish in there. You know how much more of the world you can see with Spanish?
But
and
why?
Again,
a lot more exotic countries.
I know it's not her choice again, but
but just like she's learning these languages in school in mm-hmm. her country, mm-hmm. where those are the predominant languages
yeah,
in
yeah,
that
yeah.
country. So
yeah,
why
yeah.
would she learn Spanish?
I think she's talking about the lady that does the traveling.
Talk about
hobby.
Both of them.
Mm. Yeah, you know what? Honestly, she should have learned Spanish on top of learning the other languages.
Yeah,
right?
Wasn't enough. This is coming from someone who speaks one language.
Should be a true polyglot, if you ask me. Everyone should strive to be a polyglot.
Which
Absolutely.
Is really very interesting because she learned a few languages that have a lot of glottal stops in them. But like, it's not like Spain's not in Europe.
Well, right, but like coming from a country where English and Spanish are the most common languages
yeah.
here in the U.S.,
yeah.
it makes sense that we mostly teach Spanish in school
mm-hmm.
with an option some places if you go to like a rich school.
you shouldn't say rich, just non-rural, I think.
Oh, okay. So non-rural school where they offer like German or French or something
else. I think
they
offer German and French in Ottawa.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, which isn't too far away from
Whoops.
Us.
So,
well, my poor little school only had Spanish. And
yeah.
I think they got rid of it. So
nice.
Anyway,
all
I'm just
12
saying. 12
of you better learn this.
It makes sense that since those are the two predominant languages, that's what you're learning.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus
yeah.
over there, they're learning their three predominant languages.
I think we can all agree that they both fucking suck.
Yeah.
I would have done the same thing if I were her.
Oh, no. That part isn't the part why she sucks.
Oh. Why does the poster suck?
From just like the whole like.
Her whole attitude is
yeah.
pretty fucking like.
Yeah.
First off, it's a new employee, and then to just, like, kind of be like, that's what you do for a hobby?
Yeah.
That's what she's saying after the fact. Like, I don't think
yeah.
she might have been thinking that
well,
while this girl's
she's
talking.
She's heated. She's hot right now. She's typing out a Reddit post. She's
Maybe.
Throwing
yeah.
some language
Now she's just,
there.
Like, adding shit in there. Like, you know what? I do hate this bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she fucking smell, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Kathy, you fucking smell. Anyway, I think that she's mostly, you know, oh, somebody else speaks Dutch.
Yeah, that's fine. I do fine. Too,
and
that
that's a good
sense.
Way to, like...
If someone said they speak English, it's like, oh, how long have you been speaking English? And they go...
The fuck are you saying?
See, I can understand that. I can get behind that part, but there's all the buildup before that happens where it's like, oh, I kind of am being passive-aggressive towards this lady, and like...
But she wasn't being passive-aggressive until the last sentence.
She made fun of, like, oh, that's your hobby?
Not to her face.
It was still in your... So she's... It's fine if you're a dick in your head? She's still, like...
That's my whole personality.
She's still writing it out.
You're really attacking Erica right now.
I do want to give you props, Erica, because you brought this full circle. You brought up a story that realize.
Mm-hmm.
Her coworker even said it. She's like calling her out on the real lies she's saying. Because she's got real eyes.
All right.
It would be really fucking funny to like have that happen though, where someone says like, I speak French. Then you speak French to them and they're like, fucking loser. I don't actually speak French, you fucking nerd.
That must have been poor people French. I didn't understand a word you said.
She's actually speaking like Mandarin.
I don't know if you caught that I go to Europe as a hobby.
Ew, I didn't make it my whole life, sweaty. I didn't fucking grow up in the Netherlands. What the fuck is wrong with you? Turns out, also, of course, this whole time is Kathy is black, so that's why she doesn't like the new coworker. She is racist the whole time.
That's not stated in the story.
It's implied, heavily implied.
We're reading between the lines here.
Read between these lines, Joshua.
Have you seen this new TikTok trend of flipping people off backwards?
No.
Just give them the old. How's that make you feel?
What's the point?
It bothers me.
I don't understand.
I'm bothered by it.
Yeah.
I'm bothered that you thought it was like important enough to bring up.
Agreed.
I'm just trying to seem hip and cool. Like,
Sheesh.
Like fucking... Put it right here.
I don't like that either. We need to drop that.
This thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't really that big of a thing, and then people started doing it ironically, and then millennials were like, what's this thing? And they made it more of a thing.
Yeah, that's... You're explaining every, like...
Everything
meme
ever.
Meme culture.
No, I think that was smart and deep of me.
Oh,
I think
actually,
I was good for that.
I did. I've actually never thought of it that way.
I think I was the first person to ever think of those things in that way. On a day. In May,
your brain just
March,
works
April.
Like
that's called a callback.
So much different than the normal person. It's just so much smarter.
I'm on a whole other level. Yeah.
All right, boys, let's wrap this shit up.
All right. Well, Erica, if they want to wrap our shit up and fucking shit talk us on Twitter and Instagram, where can they do it?
You can do it on Twitter and Instagram.
Very good. And Christian,
where?
Our handle is at Judgies Pod. That's JUDGIES Pod.
And if you like this show, you can send us a review. Give us that 5-star review. It makes us feel real good.
Just
we'll
like
read
Mitch
it on the
McNuckles.
Air.
Don't be a McFuckle. Be like Moose McNuckle.
Moose McNuckle, not Mitch.
And
sorry.
Leave a review for us through you.
And if like you're like, oh my God, I loved it so much, like a review's not enough, go share it with all your friends. Go share it with your mom.
You know, I made this offer a while ago. If you share it with 2 new people... And you screenshot that you did it, I will Venmo you $5.
This is true.
I won't.
I will, personally, will. From the judge's pocketbook.
Yeah. It's all a tax write-off, Erica. Don't worry about it.
It's all business
It's free
expense.
Money. Mm-mm. It's like free money.
Don't you know what LLC stands for? Letting liquid cash.
Okay.
Get out of our hands. Bye.
Bye,
guys. Thank
bye.
You.
Okay, bye.
The judges love you.
46 episodes of it.